Penguin Random House Audio presents The Girl on Legree Street by Karen White. Read for you by M.A. Bruneau.
To Claire White Cobalt, who's known me longer than just about everybody and who likes me anyway. Thanks for your friendship. Chapter 1. The milky glow of winter sun behind a sky rug the color of an old nickel failed in its feeble attempt to warm the November morning. I shuddered in my wool coat, my Charleston blood unaccustomed to the infrequent blasts of frigid air that descend on the holy city from time to time, to send yet another reminder of why we choose to live in this beautiful city, whose inhabitants, both living and dead, coexist like light and shadow. I yanked open the door to the City Lights coffee bar, the wind behind me threatening to close it again before I'd gone through it. Glancing around, I spotted Jack at a table by the front window, a latte with extra whipped cream and a large cinnamon roll already sitting on the table across from him. Immediately suspicious, I approached the table with caution. "What do you want?" I asked, indicating the latte and cinnamon roll. He looked up at me with a pair of killer blue eyes that I'd spent the last 6 months of my life trying not to notice. His look of innocence would have made me smile and roll my eyes if I didn't still have the lingering aura of dread that had dogged me all the way from my house on Trad Street to market. It had been a strong enough feeling to make me pause outside the cafe for a moment longer than necessary.